Report: Israel believes Biden slow-walking ammunition, we might lose this war. By Joel B. Polak on March 15, 2024. Israel believes that the Biden administration is slow-walking military aid, including urgently needed ammunition, according to a report by ABC News on Thursday, putting the success of the war against Hamas terrorists in jeopardy. ABC reported. A senior Israeli official says the United States has begun slow-walking some military aid to Israel, an assertion senior U.S. officials denied was the case, in what's perhaps more evidence that the relationship between the two allies is growing increasingly strained. According to a senior Israeli official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, the U.S. military aid shipments at the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war were coming very fast. But we are now finding that it's very slow, which has put pressure on Israel as it attempts to destroy the terrorist Hamas organization in Gaza. According to the senior Israeli official, in increasingly short supply are 155mm artillery shells and 120mm tank shells. The U.S. had been supplying similar munitions to Ukraine, which also reports specifically running low on 155mm artillery shells. The official told ABC that Israel feared we might lose this war due to the delays in ammunition. Despite the Biden administration's denials, the delay could be a way of preventing Israel from attacking the last Hamas stronghold in the town of Rafah, in the southern Gaza Strip. President Joe Biden has opposed such an attack, at least until there is a plan for evacuating Palestinian civilians. The delay could also be a way of discouraging Israel from attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon, after the Iranian-backed terror group forced the evacuation of Israel's northern towns by firing continuously on communities near the border in a show of solidarity with the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The Biden administration is coming under pressure from left-wing Democrats to demand a ceasefire in the conflict and to end U.S. arms deliveries to Israel. The administration could be slow-walking aid as a gesture to the activists. Israelis are determined to win the war, columnist Caroline Glick, who has long advocated for returning Israeli arms production from the U.S. to Israel, said that 50,000 Israel volunteers would show up to build weapons, if asked. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.